So you want to get a balance of sharing the member benefits, selling the membership in the Global Information Network, and also presenting the fantastic money-making opportunity that we have. So you want to have a balance of bottom-up, top-down. Now, some of us, depending on our personalities, what we're the most excited about, will lean a little bit one way or the other. I myself, personally, I'm very excited about the affiliate program, the opportunity to make money. So my invitation may be slightly different. In other words, I'll talk about money. Somebody else may just talk about the member benefits on the initial conversation when you're sharing the program, when you're STPing. So we want to make sure that we're not too far one way or the other. There's a balance. It can't just be a money-making opportunity. There has to be a viable product attached to that. So make sure when you are sharing the program, when you're STPing, when you're inviting even, that you don't talk too much about one or the other. Can you lean a little bit one way or the other? Absolutely, depending on what you believe in the most. But please do not forget, when you're bringing people into the business and you want to build a platinum ship, that we do have a significant business opportunity here. We do have a fantastic money-making opportunity. Don't let your prospect join the business and then find out 2 months later or 3 months later that there's an affiliate program attached. Don't be scared to mention this to them. Don't be scared that if you talk about making money, that they're not going to join the business. You got to have a balance of both. Bottom up, top down, keep it balanced. Next, buy a separate notepad. Make this a nice looking hardcover notepad. And you're going to use this specifically for one thing, and that is to keep track of which tool you give to who. Again, I'm setting you up here for success. This hardcover, nice looking notepad, it can be an 8.5 by 11, it can be slightly smaller, but the purpose of this hardcover, nice looking notepad is to keep track of which tool you've given to who and when you gave it and when you expect it back by. So what I do 100% of the time when I am loaning something to somebody in this industry, in other words, I'm giving them a tool, I'm giving them something to expose them to the business or to the next step of the business, whichever it may be, I actually write it down in front of them. So if I give someone the intro CD to Your Wish Is Your Command, I write down when I gave it to them, right in front of them, and then when I expect it back. So I'll say something along the lines of, hey Joe, I don't have a lot of these. If I give it to you right now, can you listen to it in the next 24 hours? Great. And then I'll make a note right in front of them, and I'll say, hey, I'll swing by tomorrow evening to pick it back up again. Or I'll give you a call tomorrow evening to review the information and let you know what the next step is. So buy a hardcover, nice-looking notepad, and this is to keep track of who you gave what to and when you gave it to them. Now, the dynamic that this creates is it lets that prospect know visually, they see it, that you're writing it down. This is serious. This isn't a, you know, I'll let you know later. I'll give you a call a couple of weeks from now. This is precise. You're writing it down. You're in business. They see you're writing it down. So now this becomes serious to them. They're more apt to listen to the material. In addition to that, after you handing out, after you giving out, after you loaning multiple introduction to Your Wish Is Your Command CDs and multiple Your Wish Is Your Commands, you really will have a hard time keeping track of who has what, how long they have to listen to it, and when you're supposed to get it back. So write a separate notepad out, write a list. And as you hand them out and get them back and they move to the next step, just cross them out and move their name to the next step.